Israel helps Taiwan in defending against Chinese aggression. Commentary. Since October 7, Communist China under its leader Xi Jinping has ramped up its pro-Hamas, anti-Israeli rhetoric in the media and at the United Nations, consistent with its geopolitical goal of establishing itself as a leader of the global South. But China's demonization of Israel also furthers a much higher domestic priority for Xi, the subjugation of Taiwan, on which so much of his reputation depends. If China invades Taiwan, both sides would suffer catastrophic losses, but Taiwan could ultimately persevere, say analysts at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, RAND, and the U.S. Air Force using wargame models. The decisive factor in China's defeat, the analysts predict, would be drone technology, perhaps augmented by the kind of weapons some say Taiwan is believed to have been secretly developing with Israel. Little is known and less is admitted about the military alliance between the two countries. Although Taiwan denies their collaboration, many consider the ties between the two to be unmistakable. Taiwan's 2017 Qianxiong killer drone, a loitering munition, is virtually identical in both form and function to the Harpy, Israel's revolutionary loitering munition. Advanced versions of the Qianxiong then incorporated features seen in the Harop, Israel's own upgraded drone. These drones, which can be produced relatively inexpensively and in large numbers, are suicide drones, able to target radar, sink small enemy craft, and swarm, blind, and disable large Chinese ships, preventing amphibious attacks on Taiwan's shores. The possibility that Taiwan and Israel are cooperating in other military fields must give China pause, especially since Iran's April 14 attack on Israel involving more than 300 missiles and drones had a 99% plus failure rate. China would not want to entertain the risk that Taiwan, aided by Israeli missile defense technology, could neuter a similar barrage from China. At times over decades, China thought Israel could be useful to it. Until 2000, when the United States persuaded Israel to cancel its sale to China of the Falcon, an advanced airborne early warning system, and to refrain from selling China other strategic military goods, China was benefiting from its steadily increasing military purchases from Israel. Israel's economic usefulness to China has also diminished. Since 2020, due to concern over China's outsized role in building and possibly controlling Israeli infrastructure, Israel established a foreign investment regulator to severely curtail China's ability to win tenders in infrastructure projects. Coupled with Israel's failure to help China is Israel's potential to hurt China. If an Iran-Israel war erupts, an Iranian loss could overthrow the mullahs and return Iran to the Western camp, costing China a strategic military ally and a major energy supplier. In short, China has little to lose and much to gain should Israel cease to exist. China, despite its periodic military and economic relations with Israel, has never been a friend to Israel. Mao Zedong likened Israel to Taiwan because they both had ties to the United States, saying imperialism is afraid of China and of the Arabs. Israel and Formosa are bases of imperialism in Asia. To support the anti-Israel Arab cause, Mao armed the Palestinian Liberation Organization and other Palestinian organizations in their attacks against Israel. China was the first non-Arab country to recognize the Palestinian Liberation Organization. At the UN, China has been a steadfast opponent of Israel and supporter of its enemies, including by backing UN General Assembly Resolution 3379, which equated Zionism with racism and subjected Israel to unprecedented criticism. For Xi, who fashions himself as Mao's ideological successor, Israel is a bane. Next to the United States, Israel has been Taiwan's largest military supplier and often a more reliable supplier. In 1975, when the United States, under pressure from China, refused to sell Taiwan Sidewinder missiles, Israel provided Taiwan with both anti-aircraft and anti-ship missiles. When the United States refused to supply Taiwan with fighter jets, Taiwan collaborated with Israel to upgrade a homegrown fleet. Israel's spy satellites are also reported to have been at the service of Taiwan, enabling the detection deep into China of all missile launch bases that potentially threaten Taiwan. Xi and the Chinese Communist Party know that in an invasion of Taiwan, Israel could be the difference between victory and defeat. Because Israel stands between China and Taiwan, Chinese Communist leaders understand that Israel must first be neutralized or destroyed before Xi can credibly threaten Taiwan with conquest if it refuses to be brought to heel.